Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. John Gilbreth, host of Jazz Theater. We're celebrating Earshot Jazz Festival in Seattle this fall with a good sampling of what's coming up, what has happened, and what did happen in Seattle this fall. On the Jazz Festival, the great Pharoah Saunders coming to town. We're going to start off with Taylor McFerrin playing at the Triple Door. We have a lot of music in store for you. Sit back, relax, check it out, kexp.org. Jazz Festival information on earshot.org.
Thank you.
90.3 KEXP Jazz Theater, Earshot Jazz Festival podcast, listening to music from Travis LaPlante and the tenor saxophone choir called Battle Trance. Battle Trance being that state that happens in war. Other people call it the thousand-yard stare. Translating into the music, it's a tenor saxophone quartet, acoustic without electronics. We'll go back to them. We got Kung Vu coming up, Accelerated Thoughts. And we open things off with Taylor McFerrin performing a solo concert October 13 at the Triple Door in Seattle. Taylor McFerrin, brand new release out. The son of an iconic vocal mentor, Taylor McFerrin, the Brooklyn-based producer. Back with Travis LaPlante and Battle Trance. Palace of the Wind. It's KEXP Jazz Theater. absolutely slamming, Kung Vu, with Chris Beat on saxophone, Kung Vu the Vu-tet, Kung with a new trio, Ted Poor on drums, playing at the Jazz Festival. Some great Seattle juice there. Accelerated thoughts indeed. It's the Earshot Jazz Festival, number 14 podcast, Music That Matters, KEXP, available also at kexp.org. We're 90.3 in Seattle, and you got us all the way around the world, moving over to Seattle band Industrial Revelation. Absolutely beloved these last couple of years, nominated for the Stranger Genius Award here in Seattle. Music That Matters, Jazz That Matters, KEXP, Earshot Jazz Festival, Industrial Revelation. We'll be right back. absolutely brawny, brawling Chicago tenor saxophonist Frank Catalano, working up the acknowledgement movement of John Coltrane's masterwork, The Love Supreme, in duo here with Jimmy Chamberlain, the drummer from Smashing Pumpkins, on a blazing new release. Percy Jones, the electric bassist. You heard Industrial Revelation before that. We're in the middle of a podcast celebrating the Earshot Jazz Festival in Seattle, KEXP, where the Music Matters podcast. My name's John Gilbreth, host of Jazz Theater here on KEXP, Sunday night / Monday morning, 1 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the morning. May not be a user-friendly hour, but you can get it anytime you want it, kexp.org. We've got music coming up from the Ngoni player Baseku Kuyate, who recorded on Seattle's Sub Pop label, Next Ambiance. But first of all, the road-tested, battle-hardened Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey. Here on the Music That Matters podcast, Jazz That Matters podcast, KEXP.
mokanuna ina bugedo gasu. Kani wolo file wale la kani mo file wale la muni dumi file kai na nini tu korodo. Ambimi umwana ala sama kado mugu kono. Mulo da komoro mani me flaga indoe.
Flaga indoe.
Flaga indoe.
Flaga.
Flaga.
Baseku Kuyate performing at the Triple Door, October 16, part of Earshot Jazz Festival. The instrument he plays is called Ngoni, N-G-O-N-I, and his band Ngoni Ba. Ngoni is just, it's the forerunner of the guitar, forerunner of the banjo, and it is kind of a widely descriptive term for anything that is a guitar-like instrument in the West African thing, the rich, rich environment for music in Bamako and Mali, and Baseku playing behind many of the great African stars coming into Triple Door with his thing. You heard Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey before that, and they're coming into a great double bill at the Royal Room down in Columbia City with the Mighty McTuff Seattle band. Jacob Fred has a brand new release coming out, and they're touring behind that. We're going to go over to music from the blues duo. It's a true blues situation. I love the way Alvin Youngblood Hart refers to himself as a cosmic love child of Howlin' Wolf and Link Wray. Teamed up here in duo with the MacArthur Award-winning Corey Harris, True Blues. Talking about Fulton Blues.
Well, Fulton, Fulton, what done happened to you? Fulton, Fulton, what done happened to you? Seem like every day people crying in the news. Fulton to Henrico, the youths be wildin' out. Fulton to Henrico, the youths the top of the hill. Some people are always hungry, some can't get their fill.
So never would have met my true. He's setting me free, setting me free, setting me
music here from the Vietnamese keyboardist, electronics artist, Tree Minh, coming in for 4 days in Seattle in the early part of October, presenting a concert at Cornish College of the Arts and playing in a few other things around town. Tree Minh's quartet from Hanoi, traveling around the U.S. as part of an orchestrated tour coming through Seattle. You heard Seattle vocalist John A. Kendrick before this, Placebo Effect, with Seattle players Byron Vannoy on drums, Chris Seimer bass, Don Clement, the keyboardist, John A. on vocals. Before that, Corey Harris and Alvin Youngblood Hart playing 11-2 at the Triple Door. We've been bringing you music from the Earshot Jazz Festival. My name is John Gilbreth. Happy to be here at KEXP, where the music matters. Happy also to be producer of the Earshot Jazz Festival and bringing this great, great music through Seattle every fall for the last 20-some years. Thanks to Caitlin Peterkin for producing and pulling together the music for this. Thanks to KEXP for their open arms. And thanks to you for listening, for supporting the music that matters here at KEXP 90.3, online, kexp.org. This is it, ladies and G. Thank you, thank you. Pharoah Saunders bringing us out the door. Pharoah coming to Town Hall on November 7th with his quartet. The creator does indeed have a master plan. It's Earshot Jazz Festival every fall here in Seattle, supported by KEXP, where the music matters. Thanks for being with us on this Music That Matters Jazz podcast, KEXP.